What, sorry?
The worst podcast.
Huh. I don't know. That's a good fucking question. I'm sure I've turned up on a few for friends. You know, sometimes a mate. People do start podcasts and fail to complete the mission. I've appeared on many first episodes of podcasts that didn't make it to the fucking 10th. But then I've done some big ones as well. So, yeah, well done me. I don't want to slag anyone off, so... I sort of don't want to argue. I think you've probably got one in mind. You've probably gone, yeah, you're fucking shit on that. No, I quite like them. I like that long form. There's nowhere to hide. I like it. It's good. I've got some next week. Fucking stay tuned.
Pakistan and India.
What story?
Pakistan and India.
Pakistan and India. Oh, the war. Yeah. Yeah. That is an excellent idea for my next cancellation. The fuck are you... What? Excuse me, Jimmy, could you upset about, I don't know, an eighth of the globe in one go? I don't know, I do worry. It's two nuclear nations are on the precipice of war, India and Pakistan. I've got friends from both places. I'm worried about it. What I think they should do, and this will sound like I'm trivializing, I promise you I'm not. I genuinely think this is a good idea. Put the weapons down. I'm not a peacenik. Put the weapons down. Cricket. Never mind the ashes we're playing for. We're playing for Kashmir. Let's go. I mean, that would fucking rate, wouldn't it? Let's do this. Can you please tell my partner the baby I'm carrying isn't his and we can't call it Agamemnon or Ulysses? Also, it's his birthday tomorrow and he's 10 years older than me. I was his midlife crisis. There's a lot going on here. Where is the guy that thinks he's having a kid with his... Where are you, mate? Hi. Hello. Well, it could be anyone that's thinking of calling their kid Agamemnon. That is how...
Lucky guess.
Hello. So, is this the lady in question? Hi. And are you pregnant? Is it his, do you think? You think it might be. And he wants to call it Ulysses. Okay. I don't know if you should. And do you know why I don't think you should call it Ulysses? Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan is currently shooting his version of Odysseus. And I think I think classical names will come back in a big way, and there'll be fucking four of those in his class. Agamemnon it is. Which will sound fucking brilliant in your accent. Or Agamemnon. Agamemnon. No, there aren't any. Agamemnon. Are you the midlife crisis? Madam, you are. Are you much younger than him? 10 years. 10 years tomorrow. 9 years today. We've got the same hobby, haven't we? Fucking retards. Well, it's very nice to have you here. Congratulations on the babby. Good luck. Please say hello to my wonderful girlfriend, Sue, who has just come out of hospital after major surgery. This is her first night out for 4 months. Fucking hell. Where are you, Sue? Here. Hey, Sue's there. Hi, Sue. Sue, what? What, if you don't mind me asking, I know you're not meant to ask, what did you have? So it was an evil laugh back then. But what'd you have, Sue?
Bowel surgery.
You had what?
Bowel
surgery. I said that with too many syllables in it. Fucking. And are you on the mend? Are you all done? You are? Fucking tremendous. Sue's up. Well done, you. Well done, you. Fucking great. Well, I wish you a speedy recovery. Back to four. Where's the other half? What's your name, mate?
Steve.
You all right, Steve? I think go in the front, yeah? I know, Steve. I know you're thrilled to have Sue back and you want to do it all. You've been online for 4 months knocking one out. And now you think that's all normal. No. This is how it fucking started. Let this be a lesson, not just to Steve, but to all of us. More lube. Very nice to have you back. It's not the destination, it's the journey. What stands out the most memorable on your journey for you? Okay. I don't think it's the destination or the journey. I think it's who you become on the journey. It's all been fucking great. I've been coming here for fucking years, actually. I think I've been coming here for, like, probably almost 20 years I've been coming to Bridlington, and I genuinely thought it would get better. I keep on thinking I'll go back, I better be nicer. No. No, you fucking like it like this. Good on you. No, it's all been fucking marvellous. I'm a very lucky boy. Oh. Thanks very much. Have I had blue balls? You need to see a doctor almost immediately, I would say. Have I fucked a Smurf? Have I... What? Do you mean blue balls like you're with a girl and she won't fuck you, but you're on your left going, ah. I should explain show business to you, my friend. No.
Which one was the best Smurf?
What, sorry?
The best Smurf. Well, you fucked the best Smurf.
Sorry, I've got to talk. This guy sounds like he might be from a cartoon. I'm going to... What are you saying, sir?
Which Smurf was the best one you fucked?
Which Smurf was the best one? The girl one. There's only one fucking female Smurf. It was never going to be Papa Smurf, was it? I know Papa Smurf's not the best looking, and he's a dude, but fucking hell, he makes an effort. No, is it? What, sorry?
A hole is a hole.
A hole is a hole. That's a very bad man there. That's a very bad man. Don't lay him near your fucking children. He's a disaster. You've got what, sorry?
I have a joke for you.
I don't trust you, sir. I don't want to...
It's quite offensive.
Yeah. You can text it in, and that would be great, but I don't trust you. I don't know you. Who fucking knows what crazy nonsense you could say? This is not Kill Tony. That's fucking... No. What's your name, my friend?
Jamal.
Jamal. Okay. And what do you do, Jamal?
Teacher.
You're a teacher, and what do you teach?
English.
Okay, well, that's... It's a fucking liberty is what that is, Jamal. It's a fucking liberty. Hi, my name is Jamal. I teach you English, yeah. I teach you very good English, yeah. Where are you from, Jamal?
Syria.
You're from Syria. Well, pretty much the home of the great English writers.
Syria, and why did you leave Syria? It seems so nice.
Fuck me. Wowzers. So you teach English to what? To kids? To adults? To who? Since grade to ninth grade. He's got a type. God love you.
What do you think about Sweden?
What, sorry?
What do you think about Sweden?
What do I think about Sweden? Well.
Fuck the Danish.
What, sorry?
Fuck the Danish people.
Fuck the Danish people. Is that the... I think it's frankly adorable you think there's a difference. Oh no, we have very different prawn sandwich to the Danish prawn sandwich. The fuck are you people talking about? No, we've got Volvos. And what do you do, madam? You're in what, sorry?
Outdoor advertising.
You're in outdoor advertising. Are you a street prostitute? No, sorry. She dignified that with an answer. No, I'm not. It's more posters and billboards. It's a thought, though. And who are you with here? Who's the guy? Hi. What's your name, mate?
Peter.
Peter. What do you do, Peter?
Adrian.
What, sorry?
Adrian.
All right. What do you do, Adrian?
Engineer.
You're an aircraft engineer. Of course you are. Of course you fucking are. If there's one thing we know about Sweden, it's they make the best. What the fuck are you talking about? What fucking aircraft? Do you make missiles, but you don't like to tell girls? You might need them. The war's fucking started.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.